the South Queensland Crushers, who plays halfback. And I thought I'd drag Mike out here this morning to have a bit of a talk, because, Mike, good morning to you. You just moved from Portland to play with this football team. How are you finding it?
I find it very different than England, obviously, because of the weather. But after being here a couple of months now, I seem to settle in quite well, and I'm looking forward to Christmas.
Well, what did you do in England for Christmas? Because, of course, this is going to be very different for you.
Yeah, completely different. And in England, the weather obviously is snowing at the moment. And usually, as footballers in England, we usually play on Boxing Day and New Year's Day. So.
Do you? Why?
Well, that's our winter season, you see. So this is the first time for about 9 years that I would have Christmas off and be able to enjoy it as a holiday.
Good heavens, do you think of doing anything Australian, like go to the beach or have a barbie?
Well, that's what they've got me planned to do, go down to the beach and have a few cold beers. Like I said, it's going to be a bit of a culture shock for me, that.
Mm. Do you have any sort of special English traditions that you will miss particularly?
Just that we have Christmas Day with the family, a big Christmas lunch and a few party games at night, and then it's usually early to bed for the game the next day.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh at the party games at night, but I'm just thinking of the Poles just love their charades and things like that, don't they?
Yeah, that's what Christmas is all about. Having a bit of good fun and a few wines, but unfortunately, you know, like I said, in England we don't drink much because we're playing the next day. So this year I might have a drink or two to make up for the last 9 years.
Mike, what sort of food are you going to have on Christmas Day?
I'm not too sure. They reckon I'm going to have a few sausages on the barbecue and a few steaks. My mum's homemade turkey.
Oh, nothing like mum's homemade turkey. And of course, with me also, Paul, you're mixed up, darling. I've got John Ellis, also from the South Queensland Crushers. So what position do you play, St. John?
At the moment, I'm playing on the wing. Fullback's another position that I play. And it's up to Bobby, really, where I finish up.
And you're also a Pom, of course. It's migrated to this wonderful land of ours in the colonies. How are you finding it? Any sort of special funny quirks or whatever that you're coming across?
Yeah, I think the funny things about the Australian, you know, obviously is the language itself, and I think Mike and myself, sometimes the people like yourself, you know, they find it quite difficult to understand us, but, you know, as we're going on, we're trying to get the old good air now and again, and people are, you know, taking to us eventually.
Well, say fair income for us, please.
Fair income.
Oh, that wasn't too bad, actually. You're probably going to be quite accustomed to it. And would you have any special traditions that you will particularly miss?
Yeah, I think, you know, all the English tradition is quite similar to what Mike does, you know. It's a big family get-together, really. You know, it's the time when all the family sort of like forget about all what's gone on and everybody gets together.
And see, I bet you'll miss playing football in the snow. Not.
Yeah, of course, everyone keeps saying that to me. I mean, this is the land of opportunity, and if you can't do one out here, you know, you've got to really take a look at yourself in the mirror.
Paddy, let's put St. John and Mike on the spot. Today, Australia A play England at cricket at Melbourne. Who's going to win?
Who's going to win, St. John?
Well, I'm an Australian now, mate. It's nothing to do with me, best team, Mike.
Mike?
Paul, this is where the English cricket team are going to turn a corner, and I don't think we'll lose a match from here on in.
Okay. Well, Mike and St. John, welcome to Australia. Looking forward to seeing you play next year.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks, Paddy.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye. Bye.